Get up with Joel and Jules on Heat 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Yeah, so we're doing Throwback Thursday. Are you asking me what my issue is? There's no issue.
No, I know that
it's Throwback Thursday.
No, I know it's not. I just really like that Issues track by
Julia
Michaels.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah. So we do this and we throw back to a certain time in someone's life. It can be, we haven't defined how far back close, you know, we're throwing back. And
sure.
It's my turn to throw back to you. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to address this and throw back to yesterday with Fat Man Scoop and DJ Bluey in studio.
Yeah, where you going, girl?
Throwing back to how gangster you sounded. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, but now we've got the real thing. Fat Man Scoop and DJ Bluey, welcome to Hit 105.5.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, Bluey. You can get on that too. Welcome, my man.
Yo, what's up?
You've heard of them before, right?
Absolutely.
Of course you have.
That's why I knew that straight away.
Yeah, we need it straight away.
All the dance floor stuff, a little bit of electro and EDM. Yeah.
I think you're like me. You'll be DMing some people later on with that voice. You know what I'm saying? I could see a little bit of a Casanova going on here. Is that fair to say, Scoop?
Yeah, sure.
He's a DM type of guy. If we can't kiss properly,
right.
There ain't no section. There's nothing going on after.
Right. Okay, so here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, and... Yeah,
like, I'm with you. I get it. Look, then that's what we need to talk about more.
That's what we need to talk about more. What the hell?
And we love this part of the morning, Tools. It's where we get to chat to Sue from the RSPCA.
Okay, so today we're going to learn a lesson with pets, with not getting frustrated with pets because they're not, they don't understand us sometimes.
Exactly. They don't think like we do, and so they're only trying to please, and it's all about understanding how to train. All dogs must be trained. They don't train themselves, ever. It's up to us. And understanding what reward-based training is something that's, you know, most people don't understand. So sometimes when you've got that high-energy pup wanting your attention and they're all over you, by giving them a lot of voice, get down, get down, get down, is just a game to them. And you're giving them, you're rewarding them with that attention.
Sure. So he's saying, good boy, good boy. They'll interpret, get down, the same thing.
Absolutely.
Well, remember,
it's no different.
Remember last week we learned not to get too excited. Come here, little girl.
But no. See how good we've been this week?
Yeah. Bindi just looked at you and went, whoa.
No, we have.
There's a weekly pet of the week, but I do want to ask you, because obviously we'll direct everyone to check out every pet that's up for adoption.
Yes. That's why, yeah.
But with the animals that you see come into the RSPCA, would you say that people are just saying, oh, it's an annoying dog too easily?
They,
I don't want to hear this. No, I don't.
There's a whole range of reasons and excuses that people give us.
Mm-hmm.
The most common one is that we're moving. And it was, yeah.
Oof.
And that is the most common one, you know, in the country for any rescue group is that you're moving.
Sure.
Now, I've moved a lot of places and, you know, I've never gotten rid of any of my animals because they're part of the thought when you're moving.
Of course.
So anyway.
Moving on.
So we find, though, when we get the dog, the most common dog that we're getting is, you know, anything from sort of 6 months to 2 years, undesexed. No vaccinations.
Yeah, all over the shop.
Yep, no training.
Mm.
So they've not even invested anything financially into the dog. So it's been an easy thing to discard, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And this pup that I have laying quietly in between Chills and I was just that. He was a lunatic.
Okay. So
and look at him now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's about educating and knowing how to treat.
Yeah, knowing how to.
Yeah, so it comes down to the owner.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really does.
Well, let's showcase him and we'll put this up once again on our Facebook page because it went off last time, didn't it, Sue?
Yes, it did. Very quickly.
Well, it does. It hit 105.5. Don't worry about that.
So, what breed is he?
He is, we've called him, he's a cattle cross bull terrier.
Okay.
Not very, the bull terrier, not very noticeable, but when you have a really good look at his head, you actually, you go, true. Oh, yeah, I can see it. Very smart little dog, very smart, and he's what we term a hard dog. So he doesn't insult easily.
Okay.
So he's not a scaredy cat, and he's not soft. Yeah. So hard as in, Bindi's actually a hard dog.
Well, you'd never know.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But it just needs somebody to give him consistent rules and boundaries so that he understands what he can and can't do, and then he complies. So, and he's coping really well.
So you've laid the foundation. Now we need someone to
be able
to continue with the foundation.
That's correct.
100%. Well, thank you so much, Sue. We'll make sure we get that on our socials. And, of course, there's so many pets up for adoption at the RSPCA.
Absolutely. So go online at www.adoptapet.com and click on Coffs Harbour and have a look what we've got, because there's always something for everybody, really.